And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now from, I believe, the Capitol this morning is State Senator Rich Dreheim. Senator, are you up in St. Paul already this morning?
I am. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and joining us. Hey, one thing I guess we can start off with. You were telling me before we went on the air this morning, I hadn't been aware of that, but one of your colleagues from just down the road here, Faribault, John Chizinski, had an accident over the weekend?
Yeah, so every year the Snowmobile Association has a snowmobile ride, bipartisan. Both staff and senators are invited. John, unfortunately, was involved in an accident. He actually got ran over by a snowmobile. I believe he broke his pelvic bone, and he is recovering. Last I heard late yesterday, he was doing okay, and, he has a long road to recovery, but, I think if we could all pray for him, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a tough thing to have happen, and we certainly wish him the best. Let's move on a little bit. There has been an FBI probe into some nonprofits associated with the state. I understand there's a second probe going on right now, or investigation.
Yes, it's a little early to say, but the Minnesota Department of Education runs a food program funded by the USDA, and. Now, a couple weeks ago, the FBI raided one of these nonprofits that run the food program for the Department of Education and are investigating how they misused part of their $200 million they have gotten from the Department of Education during COVID. The biggest portion of it is about $50 million. That there are a lot of red flags of that. And then now this weekend, news broke that MDA is cutting off a second nonprofit that also feeds kids, at least on paper, that had about the same budget, about $200 million. Very, very disturbing. We've seen this before in other agencies that there just isn't enough checks and balances on these programs that have the greatest of intentions. We saw it with the child care and a couple other programs, some jobs programs. So those that don't know, a lot of our tax dollars for good programs or good intended programs go through nonprofits. And there are a lot of great nonprofits out there. Unfortunately, there are a lot of what I call nonprofit profiteers out there that just pry off of government programs. And I think these are two of the bigger cases that we've seen.
Wow. Is the from the investigation, is there anyone from the state involved, the Department of Education, or is there negligence on their part, or is this solely the act of a rogue nonprofit?
It's too early to say. We'll let the FBI do their work, on the first nonprofit, and then we'll look into it. And, I have pushed for transparency. The first year I was elected, we had a whole bunch of money go out to nonprofits for the jobs area to train people, to get a new trade, to go out and be a productive member of society. When I looked at the list of nonprofits, I started looking on the Secretary of State website to make sure they were good entities, licensed here in the state. Any organization should have a name filed with the Secretary of State. You can go on their website really easy, type in the name, and see if it's legit or not. And most of the names were not. So this has been an ongoing problem that we have been trying to create more transparency without stopping some of the programs. I mean, I think all of us want to make sure all the kids are fed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find that happy medium. But it also does slow down the willingness, I think, of a lot of legislators to do more to help out a certain type of program. Because if we can't run the programs we have now efficiently, why would we want to fund it with more money? So I think we really got to look at, you know, maybe the penalties for these nonprofit profiteers. You know, I personally, in my building in New Ulm, let the United Way use space for free for the backpack food program. I think it's a great program. They fill up backpacks for the kids to take home on the weekends. So they have food. Fantastic. You know, I see them packing backpacks. I see the food on the shelves. I know they're actually doing something. But there are a ton of nonprofits out there where there isn't good transparency. Mm-hmm. So we all need to work together to make sure we clean up the bad actors so the good actors can get their work done.
All right, let's move on to, Thursday or Friday, the governor signed a workers' compensation bill. Did that have bipartisan support? What did you think of that?
You know, it was an interesting bill, and there is a workman's comp commission that is stakeholders, you know, employers and labor, representing a broad group of people. And every year that I've been up here, even though I don't always agree with everything in that bill, we have supported their work on workman's comp. This bill had a lot to do with COVID and trying not to penalize some people that had to miss work or caught COVID and had to miss work and not penalize them. So I don't think it was as backed as the vote showed, because it was pretty much in the Senate, it was, I think, unanimous, and in the House, I think there was 8 votes against it. But most people support the work of the working group, who are the people that are involved in this day to day. And then the agency's also in there. So we got that done. I think it was something important to get done and get it done right away. I'm glad everybody just put politics aside and just got it off of our table and sent it to the governor.
All right. Let's talk about crime and some of the bills that have been going through. Of course, Minnesota has seen the spikes. It's not just Minnesota, really. It seems, I don't know if it's a pandemic thing or what, but there's been a spike in violent crimes over the last couple of years. Are there things in the works for getting some crime bills together?
Yes. Our caucus has proposed a batch of 3 different concepts, if you will, to try to help fight crime throughout our state. The first one that we introduced last week has, what can we do to help increase people going into the field of law enforcement? I think all of us would agree now is not the time to have untrained police on our forces or sheriff deputies. So we want to keep the integrity of the people that help protect us. But what can we do to encourage people to go into that profession, a much needed profession that has been beat up? You know, defund the police was a mantra for a couple years there, and it's really affected the recruiting of people wanting to go into that profession. And it's one of those professions, in my opinion, that is a thankless job. But it's vitally important, and I, you know, shout out to all those policemen and sheriff deputies out there. So we had some bill ideas that we are going to float on recruiting and retention of law enforcement officers, and then we'll have a couple other concepts coming out in the coming weeks that we think will help protect us. the citizens of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. All right. State Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. We are talking about the legislative session, what they've been working on. Senator, you are in the Jobs and Economic Growth, both Finance and Policy, that committee. Getting people back to work and getting those jobs filled, I'm sure that's one of the top priorities over the course of this legislative session this year. What's been going on there?
We're trying to evaluate what is going on, and it's baffling for a lot of us to wonder where all the workers went. We have more job openings now than we'd had before COVID. And we know there has been, some seniors that have left the workforce. We know that there has been some parents that are staying home with their kids because we have more people homeschooling than we've had in the past. But that's a really small number, we believe. So what is going on? Where is the workforce? Where have they gone? I have been preaching that we are going to have a workforce deficit in 2026, but this is 4 years earlier. So we need to look at the workforce participation rates and, look at how many people are sitting on the sidelines that are living off of government programs and not going back to work. And why is that? So we will continue to dig into kind of who isn't working and why.
All right. Senator, is there anything else you'd like to bring up while we have you on the line today?
No, I hear tonight or tomorrow is supposed to be really nice, 40 degrees, so get outside and enjoy that. And then we played Northfield in hockey last night and skated to a 4-on-4 tie for the Bantam team.
Oh, did you? All right. Well, Rich, thank you so much for joining us. Certainly appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next week. Good luck this week.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. State Senator Rich Dreheim joining us every weekday at this time here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We stream this online, kymnradio.net, and you can podcast all of our interviews with State Senator Dreheim or Representative Lippert or any of the other interviews we do here on the morning show or throughout the day. That's kymnradio.net or your favorite podcasting platform.